This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Improve your health and well-being the natural way with The Medicine Man, next on Plains FM.
Good morning, everybody. This is Michael McCammon, Medicine Man. We're on Plains FM, and we're going to talk about something I hope I'm going to make interesting, because you could argue that it's a bit boring, but it's not really, because I've talked about it before. But today I want to talk about go into a little bit more detail about how important minerals are. So today we're going to have a bit of a quick sort of look at minerals. We'll look at some minerals, some separate minerals, and why minerals are so important, and why, yes, you, all of you, are mineral deficient. Okay? We'll come back to you soon. So welcome back to Medicine Man, Mike McCammon on Plains FM. We're going to be talking about the nitty-gritty of minerals. So how many of you out there are gardeners? I know that I am, and what fantastic weather we're having for the garden. And there's nothing better for me than every chance I get, I'm out there in the garden surrounded by all this green growing stuff. And the wonderful thing about organic gardening, as I practice, is that I have very few pests in my garden, virtually none. There are some, but that's quite in balance and it's not a problem. And one of the reasons I believe that I don't have too many pests, bugs eating things, is because the soil structure is so good. What I put is on my garden is lots of seaweed and fish manure and all sorts of minerals that are in there. So the garden, to have really good strong plants, is we need the mineral structure. And it's the same thing with human beings. So for anybody that's into agriculture, they know the importance of the NPK, the nitrogen, potassium and phosphorus. And but it's a lot more complex than that. We do need the nitrogen for the leaf. We do need the phosphorus for the strong root growth. And we need the potassium for the strong immunity of the plant. But we also need all sorts of other trace minerals to have a complex mineral structure. And the magic of plants, of course, is they take inorganic minerals and they become living organic minerals that we can use to be healthy. I've said before that without full mineral structure, vitamins don't work correctly. And this is one of the most important things about any health condition, is to have all your minerals in saturation. And I'm absolutely certain, after 40 years of naturopathic practice, herbal medicine, nutrition, and so forth, that it's very rare to find anybody with full saturation of minerals. And that means there's all sorts of symptoms that can arise. Sometimes there may be no symptoms, but later on they can become symptoms. So the most important thing, if you're taking supplements, but if you're not taking minerals, and if you're not taking the correct form of minerals, those supplements will not achieve what they actually say. I'm not saying that's impossible, but the mineral structure must be there first for them to work correctly. So minerals are necessary to regulate all the body functions you've got and to maintain your tissues. So minerals, as well as vitamins, must be supplied daily, in my opinion, in the diet or through supplements. And it's very hard to get in the diet these days, because to really get just enough minerals to perhaps alkalize your body, you need, as I said before, you need 2.2 kilos of greens every day, just to get enough alkaline minerals to alkalize the body, and how important being alkaline is. So minerals are necessary for the body to be able to use vitamins. So minerals are the spark plugs of vitamin use. You can see that the chain of the digestive chemical reactions is complicated and very interrelated, though. But without vitamins and minerals, you could eat everything in sight and still suffer from malnutrition. Fair go. And to complicate things further, minerals can't be used by the body unless they've been broken down into digestible form. And this process is called chelation, right? So, and it frequently costs you up to half the amount of minerals you take. Because of this, it's both cheaper and wiser to actually use mineral supplementation as well as a good diet. But you need to take them in chelated form. and you must not take them separately, and we'll go into why later on. So cutting this one step out of the work your body has to do to use the fuel you feed, it makes it a big difference in the effectiveness of your nutritional process. So what I'm really saying, unless you have that mineral structure, and it is a very complicated, we'll put it this way, it's a complex process. I don't think complicated is actually the right word, but it's quite complex that you need three different sorts of minerals to actually create the foundations of your body for maintenance and living health. Almost everyone is, and I'd say everyone is mineral deficient today because our soils are chronically depleted of iodine, boron, zinc, selenium, and a number of other things. And modern agricultural practices today don't really encourage mineral diversity, and that's really the facts. It's not just an opinion there. So if you have really healthy plants, they're not going to be disease-ridden, and that's the key. If we just learn this lesson, same with animals, if they don't have all the mineral structures, they're going to suffer from all sorts of diseases. And if we have the same mineral, if we have the mineral structure in the right balance and in saturation, then the likelihood of us getting diseases is minimalized. And this is one of the most key points when you're beginning on any health restoration program. Doesn't matter what you're suffering from, if it's just fatigue, if it's stress, it can be glue air, it could be diabetes. You know, you need, if you're diabetic, you need chromium. If you've got a lot of stress, you need magnesium. If you're pale and lethargic, you need iron. But you need these things in the correct organic form. So the important thing is, if you're taking supplements that's supposed to do this and supposed to do that, whether they're pharmaceutical products or whether they're vitamins, unless you have all the minerals in saturation, including the trace elements, and unless you have the three different sorts of minerals, then the things you're taking are not going to achieve the full results that you want them to. Now, I'll just briefly go over what I mean by three different sorts of minerals. The first type of mineral, which is the most important, is plant-based minerals, and preferably from plants that are grown in mineral-rich soil. So the you need to deliver plant-based minerals in proportion to about 80% of those minerals should be alkalizing for the body and 20% are acid-forming, because the body does need some acidity, and we do need a polarity of negative and positive acid to alkaline to actually make the body come alive, you could say. So the perfect balance for human physiology is more alkaline minerals and less acid-forming minerals. And modern agricultural practices these days and modern food processing, really the bulk of our food now, about 80% of the diet of Kiwis is actually an acid-forming diet. And this actually, as I've said before, lots of diseases love an acidic environment. Pain, acid equals pain, but cancer just absolutely loves acid. So the most important thing is to have a plant-based mineral supplement. I'm really big on that. And the other thing is, if you want the minerals to be absorbed properly, it's a good idea to have the correct fats in your diet, but you can't go wrong with taking just one capsule or a teaspoon of cod liver oil, which will give you the fat-soluble activators so that you absorb the minerals better, because minerals do need fat-solubles. Some of the fat-soluble vitamins to go along with it, so the mineral structure is built up better that way. But also, it's important to have colloidal minerals in a liquid form. So we have plant base, and generally they're solids. I usually mix them up in capsules, so it's easy to take. And then we have the cod liver oil, which you can get really good cod liver oil these days from just about anywhere. Although I tend to have my favourite types of cod liver oil without heavy metals. The other thing is the colloidal minerals are minerals in very fine solution, in very small quantities, but in the liquid solution, they actually are enzyme catalysts. So even though you need the colloidal minerals, that you do actually excrete them through the urine, but they're doing a whole lot of things in the meantime. So when you're having plant-based minerals, you're having the mineral activators, and you're having certain minerals that are colloidal, and I'll read out some of the colloidal minerals that I use. For example, potassium and calcium, magnesium, sodium, zinc, chromium, molybdenum, and selenium, and all these things have a function in the body. But when you're putting those three types of minerals together, they're kind of like three musketeers. They will give you the structure for whatever else you do. The likelihood of any supplements or any program that you're going to do, it increases the the chances of it actually working by several hundred percent in my view. Now, we've also got different levels of health, different ages, we've got different body types, we've got different blood groups, and we've got different kind of constitutional pictures. Some people have got great strong digestions and they digest things well. Some people have poor digestion and they need more to actually digest. So the important thing is to, I would say, to see somebody who is well-versed in mineral structure, so that they can actually design a program that really suits you and get those foundations right before you actually start any other program. Seriously, get your minerals sorted out. Your chances of getting success in any health condition is so improved when you've got full mineral structure. But let's go over some of these minerals, what they actually do. Let's start by one that's very common, and it's calcium. So calcium is a supplement that's readily given, but the problem is that if you take calcium on its own, you're going to upset other minerals. So calcium and phosphorus should be balanced 2-to-1 in the human body. So there's you know, two parts calcium, one part phosphorus. Not many people know about phosphorus. But you also need vitamin D for the proper use of calcium. So there you go, you're kind of royal in good sunshine, you know, reasonable amount of sunshine without burning. But growing children and people that are hypoglycemic or low blood sugars benefit from extra calcium intake as long as it's with phosphorus. And I would suggest also there's magnesium and all the other trace minerals that go with it. But what is calcium really good for? What can it prevent when you've got really good calcium structure? Well, obviously tooth decay is a common one. But calcium actually prevents rickets, right? Calcium and vitamin D. Rickets is a problem with bone growth. Calcium promotes growth and maintenance, as I said, of healthy teeth and bones. But calcium maintains your cardiovascular system, including regulating the heartbeat. So some people have an irregular heartbeat, and it's because they're not utilizing calcium properly. Calcium supports your nervous system, particularly the transmission of nerve impulses. It calms your nerves. So people that are able to absorb calcium properly are pretty calm, cool chaps, right? But if you're a nervous wreck, you're having a problem with calcium, you're either not getting enough calcium, but more to the point, you're not absorbing the calcium in your diet, because let's face it, the Kiwi diet is loaded with calcium, but the key is your ability to absorb it. Calcium will relieve muscle spasms and cramps. Calcium will help treat insomnia, so you sleep better if you've got insomnia. If your problem's not, if you not sleeping well, you could actually be calcium deficient. For children too, for growing children, they're rapidly growing and they need 7 to 10 times more calcium than an adult. So growing pains can be part of a calcium deficiency, and nothing in the body, and I say this again, nothing in the body will heal correctly without enough calcium. So if you're slow in healing, then you may actually be calcium deficient. And even if you're drinking milk and calcium rich things, if you're not having enough vitamin D, or, for example, your parathyroid is not getting enough vitamin D to mobilize the calcium, then you can actually be calcium deficient even though your diet's high in calcium. Hence, again, while I feel that supplements are really important if you're having the right ones. There are natural sources, however. So if you're not dairy intolerant, as many people are, but milk and dairy products are loaded with it. Cheese have got it. Peanuts have got it. Sunflower seeds loaded with calcium. Walnuts, soybeans, dried beans, green vegetables, lots of greens, salmon and sardines are absolutely loaded. And calcium, particularly in sardines and greens, so lots of spinach and sardines, if you can manage some sardines, or you can have sesame seeds or sunflower seeds, that's a good way of getting the calcium into you. Another mineral you may not or may have heard about is chromium. We actually need chromium. It's basically a trace element, but we do need it. And chromium helps to prevent diabetes. Guess who has got, which country has got one of the highest rate of diabetes in the world? I wonder. Chromium also deters arteriosclerosis. So that's kind of when your arteries start to harden. That chromium can actually prevent that or alleviate that. Chromium helps growth, tissue growth, and chromium is really tied in with preventing and correcting high blood pressure. So that's pretty interesting, isn't it? So if you've got any of those things, it could actually be a mineral deficiency. I'm not saying it's guaranteed to be, but there's a good likelihood that chromium is involved in the whole process of your high blood pressure. Natural sources, meat, shellfish, chicken, corn oil, although I don't like using corn oil myself, and brewer's yeast, as long as you don't have any yeast problems. Brewer's yeast is loaded with chromium. Now, the next one is cobalt. Who would have thought cobalt? It's very strict. Vegetarians have a problem with cobalt because you don't get much cobalt in a vegetarian diet. But cobalt can help prevent anemia. And because cobalt is all part of building up red blood cells and natural sources, the animal sources really, meat, kidneys, liver, oysters, milk. So if you're not having any of those things, you may need some supplements that have just trace amounts of cobalt. Another one is copper. That's not normally a problem here because most people who eat balanced diets get adequate copper. So we really prescribe copper. But copper is actually needed to use vitamin C correctly. And copper maintains a very high energy level. And again, it can prevent anemia and edema, you know, and a fluid retention. So some of the natural sources is peas, liver, shrimps. Most seafood has got copper in it, but it's very unlikely for you to have a copper deficiency. Fluorine is another one, but not synthetic fluorine. So fluoride in the water is not a good idea, in my opinion. Synthetic fluorine or fluoride is a toxic poison in water. Vitamins and toothpaste. If you look on the back of some toothpaste, you'll see there's a warning. If you have more than a pea-sized piece, you've got to go to A&E and get your tummy pumped out. There's actually warnings on toothpaste packets. So fluoride in toothpaste is actually quite toxic, and you shouldn't actually swallow a whole tube of toothpaste because you could kill yourself. That's what I believe I've heard happen. But have a look on the back of your toothpaste packet and see if I'm actually telling the truth here. Natural fluorine, however, natural fluoride is beneficial to the body. So in excess of either natural or synthetic, however, can cause mottling or discoloration to your teeth. And it's an essential trace mineral, but it is concentrated in the teeth. But the best form of fluoride really is calcium fluoride, and it strengthens bones and builds resistance to tooth decay. But rather than put it in mass medication, because some people use more toothpaste than others, and again, we've all got different rates of how we excrete fluoride. So, you know, by mass medication is really, you don't have a choice, do you? So fluoride in water, not a good idea. But if you want some fluoride, you can get some fluoride toothpaste and then take responsibility of yourself. Or you can get it from natural sources like seafood. Gelatin's got animal gelatin. It's got fluoride in it. It's got whole wheat's got fluoride. Garlic's got fluoride. Silver beet's got fluoride, I believe. Or beetroot has fluoride. Lettuce, cabbages, radishes, and some eggs. But again, it depends on the soil structure. Another one is really important for New Zealanders is iodine, because our soils are really low in iodine. And sufficient iodine is normally supposed to be in a good mineral vitamin formula, but I don't think we're getting enough iodine, because approximately a third of my female patients have low thyroid, and it doesn't really show up very well in the blood tests. In my opinion, the blood tests for low thyroid are hopelessly inadequate, because I've had probably hundreds of women come in now that have had normal thyroid tests, but by giving them a thyroid formula, sometimes within days the energy goes up and they feel a whole lot better, because the thyroid governs the immune system, governs energy, but it also has a part to play in mood. So sufficient iodine is really important, and our soil is very low in it, but sufficient thyroid can prevent hypothyroidism, which is a low energy. Hypo means low. And too much iodine, however, can cause hyperthyroidism, which means you run around like a chicken with the head cut off. So you've got to have just the right amount of iodine. But iodine encourages growth of all tissues. It boosts your energy and also helps the system burn fat. So if you're having a problem with overweight, sometimes you might even be eating like a sparrow, but you can't understand why you're not taking off the weight. It could very easily have a lot to do with your thyroid. And by getting a thyroid happening properly, functioning properly, it burns off that fat much faster and you start losing the weight. Thyroid governs or promotes healthy hair, skin, teeth and nails as well. There's not a single process in your body that doesn't need iodine. And its natural sources would be seaweed. Kelp, get some kelp powder. But again, with vegetables grown in soil that has lots of iodine, like my garden, it's absolutely loaded with fish manure and seaweed and comfrey leaf, rich in nitrogen, rich in all those trace elements. It's a good way to get your iodine from food. Another one that's quite common in practice is iron deficiency. And yet a person may be eating plenty of iron-rich foods, but they're not absorbing it, because iron, you need vitamin C to absorb it properly. But iron is very necessary for the body to absorb and use the B vitamins. So if you're taking any B vitamins, almost any B vitamins at all, if you don't have enough iron in your body, you're not going to be absorbing them. So that's a classic example of how you can't absorb vitamins without the correct mineral structure. So vitamin C is also important for iron absorption. So is copper, cobalt, manganese. Also, they've all got to be present for your body to use iron. So those who should be taking extra iron is in the menstruating women, because you are losing more iron than men do, of course. And, of course, those people who drink lots of coffee out there, if you're drinking lots of coffee, you can be losing large amounts of iron too. So that could also play a part, something that coffee can do for some people that makes iron insoluble. Not saying for everybody, but that can be tied in with some iron deficiency. So what are the benefits of iron? Well, they prevent and help to treat anemia, obviously. And some people can be iron deficient, but they not necessarily look anemic. But when there's a classic clinical iron deficiency, the individual will look pale and they'll be quite lethargic and they won't be able to think properly. And so iron is one of the most important things to actually have in the supplemental form, if that's the case. And in naturopathy, we call iron the frisky horse. It's iron that makes you shine. It gives you the shininess on the skin and the hair, and it puts that glow in your eyes. But iron also builds resistance to disease. It helps all growth in your body. It restores healthy your skin tone, and it guards against fatigue. Some of the natural sources are pretty obvious, but it's red meat, organ meats like liver, kidney, and heart. Not enough people eat. You know, once a week we should have a little bit of lamb's fry. A little bit of organ meat concentrates the iron. Egg yolks are loaded with iron, so if you're feeling a little bit low on it, just get a nice organic egg, separate the white. The white will go great in your compost heap, because there's not really that much in the white of the egg, but in the egg yolk is loaded with iron. So it's oysters in season, nuts, beans, asparagus is pretty rich in iron too, and oatmeal. But again, it's an individual thing. There's all sorts of other reasons why you have iron deficiency. But if you're tired and looking a little pale on it, think of iron, the frisky horse. Now, we don't have time to go over all these mineral deficiencies, and the only reason I'm saying this for is because I'm pointing out that some of these these mineral deficiencies are the things that you're going to your doctor about, and so you may be having symptoms and actually mineral deficiencies. And I would hazard a guess that by treating a mineral deficiency with a pharmaceutical drug doesn't really make a lot of sense to me if it is mineral deficiency. And the best thing to do is actually at least rule out mineral deficiency. Always do that first, in my opinion, unless it's life-threatening, your illness. We'll finish off with magnesium, because that's a fascinating mineral that everybody needs magnesium. But the problem is there's at least five different sorts of magnesium. There's different ways of delivering it. You can have it in a liquid, a powder, a tablet, or a capsule. And it depends on your physiology, your lifestyle, and what part of the body is actually not functioning correctly as to determine which sort of magnesium. But in general, magnesium is essential for the body to be able to use calcium and vitamin C. Again, it's synergy, isn't it? When they put things together, if magic happens. So magnesium helps to convert your blood sugar into usable energy. So without enough magnesium, what happens is your blood sugar can be high, or the blood sugar doesn't get utilized correctly. Women who take birth control pills and anyone who drinks alcohol should increase your magnesium. If you're drinking alcohol on a regular basis and using birth control pills, you need a lot more magnesium. But magnesium, however, neutralizes stomach acid, so it shouldn't be taken directly after a meal. Although we've now evolved different ways of taking magnesium, and we've found that by taking magnesium in a citrate form can solve that problem. But again, that's an individual thing that you get in consultation with, in a naturopathic consultation, so we know which one to give you. But what are the benefits of magnesium? Let's finish with this. Magnesium can actually help to prevent heart attacks. Now, I think that's at least one in four of us can have heart attacks in this country. So magnesium is really important to keep cardiovascular health. But magnesium also relieves indigestion. If you have digestion problems, magnesium could be the part of the problem. Magnesium is actually an antidepressant. It's a natural, safe antidepressant. Isn't that wonderful? It's a mineral that can't do any harm. In fact, if you take too much magnesium, all you do is get diarrhea, okay? Magnesium helps prevent calcium deposits, kidney stones, and gallstones, and they're remarkably common here. And, of course, magnesium improves dental health. And again, you'll get magnesium from the chlorophyll molecule, and that's in dark green leafy vegetables. Spinach is loaded with it. Lemons, grapefruit, figs, nuts, seeds, and apples have got lots of magnesium. So to sum up, I'm really into organic food, and support your organic growers. You know, when you see in the supermarket the organic section, I know you'll pay more for it, but to get organic veggies right now is a lot of extra time. It's more labour intensive, and an organic farmer has to work a lot harder to get that soil structure right. So support your organic growers. There's markets available, you know, around. Look for the organic veggies, and even better is grow your own. But even when you do that, unless you're eating 2.2 kilos of organic vegetables, mostly green, you are absolutely not going to get more full mineral saturation no matter what. And as you get older, what happens then is your ability to absorb things gets worse and worse. So I am, in this case, I'm not big on too many supplements, but what I am very big on in my practice, because I've seen the results, is correct mineral saturation. That minerals are absolutely vital for anything else to work. So consider that mineral supplementation is in fact justified in this country. It's great to talk to you today. Hope I haven't bored you to tears today. We've got some very interesting things to talk about over the next few weeks. Eventually I'm going to come to a talk where we're going to talk about the main cause of 80% of all illness in the world. We haven't covered that yet, but that's an exciting one that's coming up soon. So thanks for listening, and it's all about minerals today, and we'll catch up next week. Have a fantastic week, everyone. Bye-bye.